Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Good morning. You're tuned in to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. We've got a day of thanks going on right here at the Villa Park Ace Hardware at 46 South Villa Avenue. Come on out and join us. We're here till 10 on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, thank you.
Good morning. It's the Mr. Fix-It Show. We're broadcasting live from the Ace Hardware in Villa Park at 46 South Villa Avenue, courtesy of Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. Hi, everybody. We made it through the snowmageddon, which they scared us to death. And, where I'm coming from, it was nothing from the city. And then coming down here to Villa Park, although ladies here from Franklin Park said it had 4 inches. Right. Rob, what's the, Rob Hart, what is the accumulation in parts of the areas? Do we have people with 18 inches?
Not quite yet. We are looking at about a foot if you're going out by Rockford. 10 inches in Love's Park, 10 in Libertyville, 8.5 in Huntley, 9 in Lake Villa, 5 in Arlington Heights.
Okay.
Franklin Park, 4 inches there. That's in line with the 4.2 at O'Hare.
Respectable. Represent Franklin Park. Good job, young lady. That's great. Interesting little insight, a peek behind the curtain of the hardware store business. The anticipation of a storm is very good for business because, especially that first storm where you're not quite thinking about it yet, and all of a sudden, your wife, Mary Beth, will say, do we have ice melt? Mary Beth being my wife, who owns the hardware store with me. And I'll be like, I think I do. But I'm going to run out and go get it because it would really be embarrassing if Lou Manfredini doesn't have ice melt, right? It's a whole, I'll lose my man card. So that anticipation is really kind of the big thing in this business. So yesterday morning, I was out at our Edgebrook store talking to our store managers. I'm like, so, how have sales been? Well, they really kind of keep going back and forth. And I had stopped by here in the afternoon, and then I went back there on my way home. And as I'm pulling in the lot, Tom Skilling was on with Ro Khan. And literally, as I'm about ready to turn the car off, Tom Skilling says, Ro, one more thing I forgot to tell you. This is going to be that heart attack snow. And I was like, yes! Way to go, Tom! And then it's like all of a sudden everybody just comes running in, And so it's pretty funny. But anyway, nice to have you all here. Thank you to Lightkeeper Pro. All of you that are coming in today, they were kind enough to give. They also do battery testers, so that's a good thing to have around the holiday season. We have a bunch of them here, so if you come by the broadcast, we'll give you one of those. We'll have them all day long here at the store until they run out, but they gave us a whole bunch of them. And then we're giving away a bunch of these Lightkeeper Pro sets today. This is the best tool ever at the holiday time. So if you can't come to Villa Park and win one for free, it's something you should definitely pick up, of course, at your local Ace Hardware store, but they sell them at a lot of places, too. If you have incandescent lights that go out and you're going crazy trying to fix it, this thing, 90% of the time with a few clicks, will bring it back to life. And then the other 10%, you got to do a couple other steps, but you can bring old light sets back to life. And in particular, once you've done all your decorating, it just makes your life so much easier. I have one that is, it's in a drawer in our house right next to the piano, and I keep it there just in case I want to fix some lights at any time of the year. So I'm ready for it. So it's really awesome. Say hi to Lindsay.
Hi.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by Chevy Drive Chicago, and by, go figure, Lightkeeper Pro. We have a lot coming up today. I know that I mentioned earlier that I've already told the story about getting the ticket. But then when I saw that story in the Tribune, it was driving me crazy with these speed cameras. Here's my new message to the mayor. If the whole idea, and this is for any municipality that does speed cameras, if they're going to hide behind the fact that we're trying to keep people safe, then those poles that those cameras are mounted to should be bright orange, and there should be a giant sign that says, speed camera, slow down. Right? So if you're really telling me that you want me to be safe and you want me to slow down, then don't hide them like a thief in the night, because all you're doing is taking money and making it, people nervous to drive around. I mean, and I, you know, you kind of in your neighborhood when you have them, you know where they're at, and so the light will turn yellow and you'll freak out and then you'll slam on the brakes, hoping that nobody rear ends you. So we need more common sense in the world. I don't think we're ever going to get it, in particular with our politicians, but we need more common sense. On that note, we'll be talking to the president of Village Park coming up later on. I'm kidding. That'll be fun. They're going to come a little bit later on today to say hello, which is very nice. Deborah Bullwinkle. I hear she's full of common sense. And so we'll talk to them a little bit later on this morning. Right now, let's get to the phone lines. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Bill, who's in Joliet. Hold on a second. There you go. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help you?
Listen, about 10 years ago, I had a big patio poured in my backyard. Okay, so it's about 10 years old. And every year I look for the cracks because I know eventually they're coming. And this fall, just a month ago, I found the cracks. They're very fine cracks right now, so they're very small. But there's two of them, and they run, they kind of intersect. They're on the last pad. This patio is like 1,000 square feet. It's a big patio.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, I know I have to fix the cracks. How do I do this?
So they're just hairline cracks, right?
Absolutely. They're very fine. They're hairline. But, you know, the freeze-thaw cycle is coming, and by the springtime, when I can get to it, I know they're going to be a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger.
Okay. And what color is the
It's a natural concrete. I didn't have it colored
okay.
at all.
So at this point, what I would tell you to do, and something that hairline, you can get a concrete patch. You can go two ways here. You can go a concrete caulking. It's color caulking.
Okay.
And you can lightly caulk there to fill in before all this snow and ice comes. You can still do it now because the ground is not frozen. And then fill that in. But you want to go, you want to just a nice light coat and use your finger to work it in so that you don't discolor on either side of the crack.
Okay.
Okay? And just that's not gonna it's not gonna prevent it from cracking more, but it's gonna prevent ice and water from getting inside there, and then that having a detrimental effect to making it worse. So
absolutely.
It sounds as though for 10 years you've had a pretty good run where it's not you know you're not getting a lot of separation, which is great. A little hairline crack after 10 years, you got your money's worth, and so. I think that if you fill that in before we get the snow and the ice, that will help to limit the expansion and contraction due to the ice, and then just keep an eye on it. Worst case scenario is if it starts to sink, you know, we've talked about PermaSeal has this new poly-level system where they can come in and reset that patio pretty quickly and affordably and make sure that it doesn't move on you anymore. Hold on a second because I think, you know what? Can we give away, Kevin, where's Kevin? Can I give away a Lightkeeper Pro to every caller today? Sure. That was not a definitive thumbs up. But everyone that calls today is going to get a Lightkeeper Pro, too. How about that so everybody can join in, right? That's good. So we're going to give you a Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets. Watch the video at lightkeeperpro.com. Real quick, one thing I didn't mention. One of the other things we're doing here today, you people, is we're trying to make this a day of giving, giving thanks, because Thanksgiving's around the corner. We got to spin the wheel up there next to our paint department, and you can make a donation to Lurie's Children's Hospital, and you can win fabulous prizes. We have coffee and donuts provided by the folks at Lightkeeper Pro, but if you wanted to make a donation to Misericordia, you could do that as well. It helps your mojo with Santa Claus. And we also have Life Source, which is out in the parking lot. If you don't even want to come to the broadcast and you want to give blood, then come on out here. There's a huge bus out there. They can screen you. It is, I'm told, it's 100% pain-free. They have a new system where they look at you and you just donate blood. It's amazing. It's one of those new systems. I think it's like a thing in your nose. And all of a sudden, it's fantastic. And so I was going to give blood on the air. We were going to set up a cot and do the whole thing live. But there's a whole screening process that's private, you know, because of your, and so I guess I told them I would do it. And one of the representatives said, okay, we were happy to do this, but then the screening process went a little too long, and so I'm gonna donate blood after after the broadcast and go out there and do that. Hopefully, is it, if I have too much coffee, is that okay? I don't want anybody to have a lot of caffeine if they get my blood donated. Drink a lot of water. Okay, so drink lots of water, eat lots of donuts. That way your sugar level will be up. And so we're trying to do as much as we can to give back and be thankful. And my thanks to, I'll give my thanks a lot to our staff here at Villa Park, who's done a great job of getting the place ready and literally slept here to make sure that we were ready for today. So thank you all for coming. We have a lot of show coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's also our text line. So we'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hilson, Lakeview, Back of the Art.
Stories from Chicago's neighborhoods on Facebook, Twitter, on your phone, and on 720 WGN.
South Loop, Logan Square.
DNAinfo.com partners with Chicago's very own
Andersonville, Englewood.
To bring you Chicago's local news.
Roxville, Rogers Park.
Like DNA Info Chicago on Facebook and Twitter and get neighborhood news right to your inbox with the DNA Info newsletter. Stories from DNA Info Chicago on 720 WGN.
The days are getting shorter and temperatures are falling. Don't fall into the trap of not being prepared for winter. IWantSmart.com reminds homeowners that now is the time to have your furnace checked. IWantSmart.com is a trusted HVAC professional in your area, and for a limited time, receive $50 of a rebate on a furnace system clean and check from the good folks at IWantSmart.com. How many of you have gotten your furnace cleaned and checked yet? Like six people. You just replaced it? Well, you don't need to get it cleaned then. But you need to get that done. I'm telling you what, it's safe insurance, and it doesn't cost that much. And if you go to IWantSmart.com, they'll give you a $50 credit. Straightforward solutions and quality work from IWantSmart.com. Hey, Bears fans, join Chicago Tribune Sports Plus for sports-only membership that includes award-winning coverage, great perks, and more at ChicagoTribune.com/SportsPlus. Welcome back. We're at the Villa Park Ace, broadcasting live. Giving back thanks to Lightkeeper Pro, who's sponsoring this broadcast. We have a couple of representatives up front who, if you'd like a demo on Lightkeeper Pro, for instance, let's say you've got some broken lights. You could bring them in, and will you fix them for free? Yes. Just say yes. You have some broken Christmas lights, bring them in. We'll fix them for free, and you'll be on your way. And then you can buy your own Lightkeeper Pro. Give blood. Donate to Lurie Children's. Get a donation. I don't know what else you people need to do today, right? Buy a shovel. That'll be great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Dan in, let me get over here. Dan is in Maywood. Dan, you're on WGN.
Hi. I love you and I hate you. You know so much. When you talk of things, I feel like I have to get up and do something right away.
I love you and I hate you. There's a song, right? Isn't there a Celine Dion song? There's a Celine Dion song like that.
Well, I'm a little too old for that stuff. I go back quite a ways. Anyway, so I'm a maintenance super for 14 houses, non-for-profit for disabled people.
Nice.
And we just recently had a stoop board in front of a house. And I know you can't really put salt on a newly poured creek, anything, right?
Yeah.
So
well,
I was
how new are we talking about?
Like 2 days.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. I got some advice for you because I think I know where you're going. And I have. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So you're 2 days into it. And it looks fine right now, right?
Correct.
All right. We're going to get a few days that are going to be above freezing.
Correct.
I want you to buy a gallon of a concrete sealer called Bone Dry.
All right.
Okay?
I'm writing it down.
All right. This is not an inexpensive gallon of sealer, but it is awesome. Hey, Mike Foran. Oh, they're not even listening. Hey, Ace people here. Hello. Hello, hello.
I'm here.
Do we have Bone Dry here at Villa Park? No. We have it at, we should get Bone Dry here at Villa Park. Put that on your list. At our Edgebrook store and some other stores, but you can buy it online as well. Go to BoneDryProducts.com. They make the best concrete sealer.
All right.
And you need to wait about another couple weeks before you put this down.
Okay.
But you're going to dampen the surface. You're going to put this in a pump sprayer, and then you're going to spray this concrete. And this, it's a silicate-based sealer. that is going to go down into that concrete and get absorbed in about the first inch and a quarter of the material. And it is going to turn what is a porous material into a non-porous material.
Wow.
Forever. Now, this gallon is $70, but you can do several stoops and other things with it. Then, in a situation like you guys are in, and you're going to hear me talk about this a lot this year, because this product, I think, really is a smart use, and I think municipalities, commercial buildings should be using this as well as residential. Last year, you heard me talk about a product called Liquid Snow Shovel. It is liquid calcium chloride.
But you can't find that. I went to the big box stores, right?
You're not going to find it at the big box stores. They're not smart enough to carry it. Oh, did I just say that? That's not nice. Here's the thing. This is a liquid. You're going to find it at small hardware stores like Villa Park Ace and Edgebrook Ace. And you're going to find it at small hardware stores. They have it in gallon jugs, 5-gallon pails. You can even get it in a 55-gallon drum if all of a sudden you fall in love with this stuff. But for instance, with this storm we just had, where there's a whole buildup all day long, here it comes, you know, Snowmageddon. And another thing, I don't like how the Weather Channel names the snowstorms. I think it undermines their credibility because no one else does that. That's another point. I'll talk about that later. So, you know the storm is coming, and here you're a guy that, you know, you manage these buildings. You can go out the day before the storm comes or even an hour before. Spray those stoops, spray the walks. Now the snow won't stick. For a light little snow of like 1 inch, it'll just melt it away. You'll never even have to shovel it. If you get 4 inches of snow or 6 inches of snow, now when you go to shovel, you'll lick the pavement clean. And after a few applications, there's residual value there that it sits there. And then you don't have to apply as much. And so it's really a good use of your money. And is a great product to use on any kind of surface out there where you're trying to keep the snow and ice off. Thanks so much. Hang on. We're going to send you out a Lightkeeper Pro as well. Everyone that's calling, complete repairing toolkit for everyone that wants one. You can go to lightkeeperpro.com to learn more. Rob Hart, hang on a second. 7:30, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
WGN Radio, can I get your first name? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, this is the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's me.
Me who?
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have a bad connection. Did you say you're eating beets?
Hello.
Yep, still here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can
I'm
you hear me?
In California dreaming of
okay, this is a very busy show. We're going to have to speed this up a little.
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question for Lou?
How are you?
I am terrific. Will you hang on a minute? We've got another call. Hello, WGN Radio.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a long show. But we're taking your calls right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes? Oh, hi. I'll start again. Well, let's just pretend we're coming back now. Here we go. Jake's been here since 3. It's a day of giving at our live broadcast from Ace Hardware in Villa Park, presented by Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. And we have things like Spin the Wheel that you can make a donation to Lurie's Children and win some prizes. You can make a donation to Misericordia and have some donuts and coffee provided by Lightkeeper Pro. The coffee came from the Funky Java, which is right next door. A nice local spot, and the donuts came from Cuppies. I'm pretty sure they put some kind of drug in those donuts because you can't stop eating them. Right? So here's what you do. My trick is that you eat one of the donuts, and you take the other one, and you just stick it on your hip. That way it just goes there faster. So it works just fine. And then we've got a bunch of giveaways, too, if you come here. We've got battery testers. Everyone that's coming takes home a little battery tester. We've got pie certificates from Baker Square, Lightkeeper Pro products. We have Mr. Fix-It t-shirts, Loose Screw t-shirts. Oh, yeah. You know what? Max Armstrong. We got to do these too. I got to figure. We have a Joe Madden signed baseball. How are we going to do that? That's worth something. Right? And then we have Max Armstrong has just written a book. I started reading it. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. You know, any of you long GN listeners know Max. And it's a beautiful storytelling of people in farming and their lives and how they live and the lessons that he's learned by meeting all these people over his storied career. And I think we're going to talk to Max coming up. We're picking a date where we're going to talk to Max about this book. And then Steve Kinn and Johnny Putnam both wrote a book, which I love the title, A Little More Less, which is the conversations and photos, memories of their treasured friendship with the legendary Les Paul, whom they've been friends with for years. And it's a terrific read. And we have this to give away as well, signed copies of both. So we'll figure out how to – these are worth something. Right? Mm-hmm. If any of you have a question, we have a microphone as well. We'll pass that around. Happy to help as well. We were having a long conversation about Liquid Snow Shovel off the air, things that I didn't cover about that product, which, by the way, they're not a sponsor. I have nothing to do with them other than I think it works. Great if you have pets because the little granules of calcium chloride and whatnot don't get in between their pads. It is not slippery when you put it down, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's really one of these products where if you're around prior to a storm, it works great. You can do it after a storm as well, but it does a really nice job of keeping the ice and snow under control. All right, let's go back to the phones. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Sue, who is in Arlington Heights. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I was calling because a while back you had mentioned a specific type of light to keep animals out of an attic. And I don't know, you had mentioned, I think, the voltage or a work light or something to keep
it. The suggestion was to take a work lamp up there, but now you can buy LED work lights. And these LED work lights, the reason I like those is they don't get hot.
Oh, good.
So if you're worried about them, leaving a light up there, and the whole idea is that most squirrels or raccoons, if they're up there, you know, they go up there when it's dark so no one can see them. And now if you shine the light on them, they're not going to like that. And also the light is a great way to find out where the hole is. In particular, if you put it up there in the evening, you can go outside and see if you see any beams of light out there so that you can then repair that hole so that they don't come back inside. So an LED work light, you can buy at any hardware store, and it'll do a good job. Hang on a second, because we're going to send you out a Lightkeeper Pro as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim is in Orland Park. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Terrific. How can I help you?
I got a two-year-old dishwasher that's got a stainless steel.
And it's the inside, the stainless steel tub?
Yeah. No, it's outside, too.
Okay.
And it's got a stain on the front of it, and I can't get it off with chrome cleaner. I don't know what else to do to it.
Well, then it's not stainless steel. How long have you had it?
2 years.
And what have you used?
Water stain down the front of it, either soapy water or clear water. I don't know which. Tried regular chrome cleaner, stainless steel cleaner.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm curious. There's no, as far as you know, there's no film over the top of the stainless, right? It's completely clear.
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay. So one of the things you can try, but you got to be very careful with how you use this, is there's a stainless steel cleaner called Cameo, and also Barkeeper's Friend. Cameo is my father-in-law's favorite. If you use that with a white Scotch-Brite pad with the grain of the stainless steel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't come off, then, I mean, there's some failure in that metal because it shouldn't be staining at all. That's why it's called stainless steel.
Exactly.
Now, you said it's 2 years old?
About 2 years old.
Okay. So, you know, this is something that you may be able to go back to the manufacturer to get a new front skin, because that skin on the stainless is replaceable.
Uh-huh.
And, I would take some pictures of it and say, who was the maker of it?
It's a Whirlpool product. I don't know exactly if it's a Demana or a
right.
Or
so
what it is.
I would contact them. You know, if this doesn't work, I would contact them and say, look, I've got this two-year-old unit. I have this stain. I shouldn't have this stain, and it doesn't come off. They may send you a new skin that then all you have to do is pull the screws off of the front and take that that front panel off and replace it. If they say, well, sorry, you're out of luck, you can buy that same skin, which is probably going to cost you anywhere from $50 to $60, and replace it yourself. Either way, you can get it back to looking like it should. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to send you a Lightkeeper Pro as well. Go to lightkeeperpro.com. It is 7:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be our Noodaloo 2, which will be a good one, especially if you have kids. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fix Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Because the players want to play,
and the haters going to hate. Here we go. It's dance time. Welcome back. 7:51 in the morning. Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix It Show. Thank you to Baker Square for the pie certificates. Sweeten up your Thanksgiving with the best pie in America from Baker Square. We're live at the Villa Park Ace, 46 South Villa Avenue in Villa Park. We have a great little area here. Villa Park is just a wonderful community. We have been so happy to have had this store and the community accepting us, and we've got, a terrific staff that works hard every single day. So for those of you that shop here on a regular basis, thank you so much. We are very grateful to that. And for those of you that haven't shopped, please come. I have two kids in college. So before we go to our Noodaloo 2, which, hold on, it happens to be right next to us. For visual effect, you'll see. Lindsay has a little cold. She's a little stuffed up. And on our Spin the Wheel, there is this awesome product called the Sinus Plumber. Who has sinus problems? More people than went to Goods. Okay, and what are you using, like, the Flonase, right? Some of you using the Flonase, and you're not supposed to use that a lot. Listen to this. All-natural nasal spray, easy for me to say, splay, made with horseradish, cayenne pepper, and wintergreen, metered, no drip. I like to put it on my salad. Metered, no drip, guaranteed sinus relief, congestion, headaches, and allergies. It is homeopathic, right? It's all natural, and it's made in the USA. Wait, I'm pretty sure of that. I think it is. It is. I'll find that for sure. Sinusplumber.com. And Lindsay's all stuffed up. I said, you got to try it. And?
Well, I'm awake.
Right? Right?
Wow, I didn't read the box before I did it, and then I thought, okay.
30 seconds of relief. Take a deep breath. You sound so much better.
I do. It does work.
Right?
Wow.
Do we sell this, Dave? We do. $89. Who wants one? Oh, Dave, I got him. Go. Quick. No, I'm kidding. Okay. You can win some on Spin the Wheel. Who's got bad sinus problems? Tell me. Here. Here, sir.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. Way in the back. The lady way in the back. You're right there. Okay, let's see if I can. Can you catch? Did you play softball?
This
yeah, you.
Makes me nervous, but this
I can.
Is
I can
sport.
Do it. Ready? Oh. Wow. Who put that sign there? All right. Well, we'll get you another one. Don't worry. Thank you. Now back to our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by the all-new Chevy Trax compact SUV. I'm not going to say anything because so we do not talk about what she's going to say about the Noodaloo 2s, but we've worked together so long that I then start saying things that she's going to say. So take a listen to what Lindsay has to say.
Children love to get into things and mess around with stuff that they are not supposed to. It's human nature to explore everything we set our eyes on, and this unfortunately includes electrical outlets. Every year, there's about 3,900 emergency room visits and over 100 deaths revolving around power outlets. Traditional outlet covers and plugs are an inexpensive way to help prevent electrical shocks, but we all know that most kids can easily remove plastic inserted in a matter of seconds. Well, this week's Noodaloo 2 is called the Guardian Angel Safety Outlet. This is an electrical outlet that provides what is said to be absolute safety along with the convenience one expects from a normal outlet. It's always on and monitoring its immediate surroundings, ensuring a child is always safe. It's a simple device that plugs in and then is screwed into your existing 15-amp wall outlet panel. And then when you put something like a bobby pin, which just happens to be the most inserted object by a child, near the outlet, it shuts off before you can make contact with the faceplate, let alone insert it into one of those little holes. Give yourself some peace of mind if there's an outlet in the house that you're always having to watch with the kids, whether it's in the kitchen, a toy room, or the child's room itself. It comes in a two-pack and goes for $39 on Amazon. It also happens to be right here in the Villa Park Ace, sold as a single pack for $19.99. And you can find out more at guardianangelsafety.com. I'll put all this info up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com, on his Facebook page, and on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Nice job! You know, you should
How did
do,
I sound?
You should do very clear with okay. your... you should do voiceover work. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
With a cold?
Look at how cool this is. So it's a for those of you that aren't watching on the radio, it's basically a cover that looks just like the outlet that you have. It plugs in like a if you were going to put one of those turn two into four, you know, you'd plug it in, it'd be an extender. But this is just the same two. One screw, well, two screws go in where the outlet cover would go. Now it uses the power from the plug itself. I have a demonstration here where there's a little light plugged in. If anyone, a child or whatever, touches the outlet, it disconnects the power. So if you take your vacuum cleaner and you go to plug it in, it will turn the power off to that outlet just for the, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, where the power's there while you're touching it. And then it turns right back on, so then you can vacuum. This is really smart. $20. If you have grandkids or you have a new child and you're worried about protecting those outlet, I mean, those outlet covers, when they get a little bit older, they figure out how to take that stuff off. This gets screwed on, so... Unless they're walking around with a Phillips screwdriver in their back pocket as a three-year-old. That's my kind of kid, by the way. That's my protege. But really nice. $20, Guardian Angel. And this, I think, got dropped off here at the store. Dave said, you got to check this thing out. It's really cool. And I said, we have to feature this with a lot of young families and those with grandkids. It really makes a lot of sense. Guardian Angel. You can vibe about it on VibeScore, which last week I thought was the coolest gift idea. And the vibe score wasn't as high as...
No, it was...
The timing probably wasn't great.
Hmm.
It was the Saturday.
After, yeah.
The bullet, probably not good. So we didn't plan any of that. But anyway, go to vibe score and plan all this. Check this out, because it's really cool. Guardian Angel making safety smart. Nice job. 7:58 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. Don't go away.
You're listening to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show, broadcasting live from the Villa Park Ace Hardware at 46 South Villa Avenue. All right, Lou, get ready. Hold up that applause sign. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. We have a nice crowd in this winter wonderland that is Villa Park. I see the snow falling. It's beautiful out there. It's a great day to come out and buy a snowblower. And a shovel, and come out and get a Lightkeeper Pro, and give back a few things. Out here at 46 South Villa Avenue, where we're broadcasting courtesy of Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. By the way, your news, Rob Hart, was sponsored by Junior Achievement, and this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems and the Lindemann Chimney Company. We've got opportunities if you'd like to help out Lurie's Children's Hospital, Misericordia, as well as if you'd like to donate blood. We can do that outside in a van, a giant bus that's out there, which is really awesome. And I think that they're do you have snacks in the van, too?
Yes.
What do you have?
Oreos.
Crackers. Mm. See, that's really kind of a good, you know, if you're being good, like, oh, I don't want to eat the donuts, you know, they go right to my hips. You can go there and eat the Oreos and say, well, I was giving blood.
Right.
It's like an excuse.
Apple juice.
Right. Apple juice. Right. I love apple juice. Is it in the little container where you peel the aluminum thing? Yeah. It's good. Very good. So anyway, come out and see us. We have a nice crowd. Thank you all for coming, by the way. You're all great. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm drinking lots of water so I can give blood. Thank you. But thank you so much for coming. And coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to speak with Deborah Bullwinkle, who is the president of Village of Villa Park, and Rick Keener, who's also the village manager, just to say hello. And it's funny, I was coming in this morning, and we were talking a little bit. Jeff, who's one of the gentlemen that works for us, says, you know, Villa Park really does a nice job with their snow removal. So I'm going to find out how they do that and see if I can do some consulting in the city of Chicago where I live. That would be great. Would really be. What's that? And if she could help me with some speeding tickets, that would be great. Here's the thing. I am not a speeder. I really am not. If my wife and I go anywhere, she says, let me drive so we can get there. I really am kind of, I just kind of go along and I don't speed. You're lead foot.
Really good. I'm actually not a fast driver.
Are you just saying that in case you leave and their Villa Park police are waiting for you?
No,
in your white Subaru?
Grandma.
Really?
I got 10 and 2 all the time.
10 and 2. I don't think you're supposed to be 10 and 2 anymore because of the airbags, right?
Oh.
9 and 3.
Oh, 9 and 3.
Right? Yeah.
Ooh, I've got to change my ways.
See? Look at. You're not a safe driver at all.
Crazy.
Speeding, you're holding the wheel the wrong way. This is not going to work out. All right, 8:11 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. That's also our text line, which we'll do our Just Text Me segments coming up after 9:30. Right now, let's talk to Mitch, who's in Glen Ellyn. Mitch, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, brother.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
So I've got a question about painting vinyl siding. Prep,
all right.
Primer. Maintenance, is it durable? And also, I have aluminum soffit, so could the same paint be used for that also?
Okay, so you can paint anything. It's a question of how long you want it to last. And, the thing with vinyl siding, because it's very slippery by design, you've got to clean it really well, and you need to use a primer that's really sticky. Now, you could use a paint and primer in one that is pretty sticky, that would stick to it. And, this is not to be overly promotional, but the Clark & Kensington that Ace makes, their exterior paint won Consumer Reports, like, top rating. And you can put that product down in temperatures that are down to 35 degrees. So even if you wanted to try and get something done this year, you'd have to clean everything really well. You could do the same paint on it, but you just need to know, Mitch, that when you paint it, you now have a painted surface. So 3-4 years from now, you may see areas where you get a little bubbling of the paint or something that you need to touch up again. And now you've got a painted surface versus a vinyl siding. So, I mean, what's the overall plan for the house?
We plan staying here. We've been here, 20 years. The siding's about 18 years old. I've been maintaining it pretty well, power washing it and scrubbing it down. So it's white, too, so it's a nice canvas.
Right. So, is this a stopgap to get you until the budget can allow you to reside, or you're looking for
Absolutely.
A long-term... Okay, so...
You hit it on the head,
All right, so, I mean, if you go into this as a five-year proposition in your head and say, hey, look, in 5 years we're going to have to replace the siding, but I can get the thing to look nice, I think that that's a reasonable amount of time to think that this thing is going to hold up for you, where you may have minimal touch-up over 5 years if you do it correctly and you do use the right product. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to send you out a Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing holiday lights, as we're doing with every caller today. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. This is Michael in Prospect Heights. Hey, Michael, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, hi. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a product in my fireplace called the Great Wall of Fire. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but it sounds hilarious. Tell me what it is.
So what it is, it's the special grate that the firewood lays on, and it kind of pushes the firewood up against the back of the fireplace area. And so when the wood burns, it's up a little bit higher, and it's designed that way so that it's supposed to emit more heat into the room.
Okay.
So it works fine and everything, but what is happening, I'm getting a lot of creosote buildup in the chamber.
Right.
And I was just wondering, you know, what's the best way to clean that?
Just in the chamber itself?
I haven't checked the inside of the flue yet.
Okay, so if you're getting a ton of creosote buildup in the chamber, in the firebox, you're getting it up in the chimney as well.
I would think so, too, probably.
Yeah, so when's the last time you had this fireplace chimney checked and cleaned?
It's probably been two or three years.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is call Lindeman Chimney.
Okay.
And we're going to have them come out and do a chimney clean and an inspection, because that's a fire waiting to happen. And
okay.
So you got to get that done. As far as the inside of the brick, if you want to clean that, you literally could use a product like CLR and a stiff brush and scrub it away.
CLR.
Oh, yeah. It'll break down. You know, it's a lactic acid, and it'll break down that creosote and clean it up. That doesn't concern me at all in the firebox, but up in the chimney, you have to absolutely do that and get someone to come out and take a look at it. Their phone number is 877-WOOD-890. That sound right? 877-WOOD, I'm guessing. 890. I'm going to find it. You hang on. We're going to send you out a Lightkeeper Pro. I don't want anybody messing around with the chimney. If you're doing a lot of fires, you got to get that checked out, because you don't want to have an issue coming down the line for sure. 8:16 in the morning, Lou Manfredini. We're live in Villa Park. By the way, a little bit of Villa Park royalty has just shown up, so we'll introduce her coming up in just a little bit. We'll be back right after these. What smell plagues your home? Pets, smoke, kids, sports equipment, lingering cooking odors? Freshwave is the safe way to remove odors in your kitchen, basement, bathroom, nursery, closets, gym bag, car, and garage. Here's an incredible listener story sharing the amazing difference that Freshwave has made in their home. I had a nasty fish smell in my basement. When I opened the dryer, the smell was a million times worse. My son left his fish oil pills in his pocket. Oh. My entire dryer smelled like fish. Then I heard Lou talk about Freshwave on WGN. They're giving me a lot of credit here. I went to the local Ace and picked up the Fresh Wash. It is now 6 hours later. My basement smells great, and I don't have to spend $500 on a new dryer. Thank you, Lou, and Freshwave. Freshwave products remove odors using only natural ingredients, no harsh chemicals, no masking fragrances, just the good stuff. You can find Freshwave products at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Whole Foods Store, True Value, and The Container Store. To find a retailer near you, go to FreshwaveWorks.com.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune into that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's a day of giving at the live broadcast from Ace Hardware in Villa Park, presented by Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. It's 8:20 in the morning. Now, I had no idea when we, a couple years ago, were fortunate enough to have an opportunity to open up this store here. I had known that Mary Vandeveld was from Villa Park, but I didn't realize that, yeah, you can, right, absolutely, represent. I didn't realize that the Vandeveld family was sort of like Villa Park royalty. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Vandeveld joining us up on stage.
Thanks, Lou.
Your Highness, how are you?
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by. I know it was a long drive.
I walked.
In the snow?
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Wow.
I live a couple blocks away, so it's not bad.
Tell me, your family has been in Villa Park for how long?
Since 19 in the 50s somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah. So a couple different houses, and my parents raised 7 children here.
Wow.
And we all went to St. Alexander's School, which unfortunately closed this past year, but
I heard about St.
Alexander alums, and my 3 kids went there as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And Willowbrook High School.
Wow.
Go Warriors!
Go Warriors! Represent. Well, that's very nice.
Yes.
Wow, that's nice. And you have stayed, now, how of the 7 kids, how many stayed in Villa Park?
1, 2, 3 of us live in Villa Park.
Wow.
Yes, and many nieces and nephews as well live here.
Now, you know, Mary, of course, has been doing traffic, but did news and has done a lot of stuff over the years. Now, one thing I have always noticed when I listen to WGN, because, of course, that's the only radio station I listen to, unless I'm doing research. There's always an accident in Villa Park.
Yes.
There's always something.
83 in St. Charles.
It's
all
like
the
a
time.
Mecca over there. Yeah. You know what they need over there? Speed camera.
Oh, no. No, because then you'll be coming, Lou, and they'll know you'll
right,
be here.
Right.
And, oh boy.
Right.
No, please.
Right.
No.
No.
There is a bad one over by Walmart, though, that everybody, I'm sure, is aware of on 83.
Yeah.
That everybody's gotten nailed with.
It's unbelievable.
It's a terrible one. My kids have gotten nailed with that one. Yeah, it's a bad one.
That's great. Well, that's so nice that you stopped by and you walked here. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. The roads are not that bad, I don't think.
Now,
they're slushy, very slushy.
Can we peel behind the iron curtain that is Mary Vandeville? I think people want to know. So now you've been
I know,
but you've been on the Steve Cochran show now for...
Well, 2 years. Well,
2 years.
It's only been, yeah, 2 years.
And
for that.
What time do you leave this beautiful community to go downtown?
About 3:45.
3:45 in the morning.
It's beautiful then. So quiet.
Uh-huh.
Except
what time,
for the police officers.
What time do you get up?
3:33.
So you do your hair and makeup on the way in?
Pretty much, yes. No. You know, I get ready. I just make up hair. Just
okay,
15
now,
minutes.
Now,
that's it. Got to go.
Your husband is not on that schedule.
Oh, no.
Right?
No,
he
no,
has
no.
his regular hours for
yeah,
work?
Yeah, he gets up about 5:30.
Okay.
Usually.
Now, I remember that when Bob Collins was on the radio, that his wife at the time, they switched their schedule where they both got up at the same time.
She would make him... No, she didn't make him the breakfast. I think she might have, like Gloria Samuelson does with Orion. She makes him the breakfast early
right,
in the morning.
Right.
But I think she would make him the lunch, and he would bring the healthy lunch, Bob Collins, and then he would
go out to
toss
lunch.
It to the side.
Go out to lunch. Give it to some.
Yes, he gave the good
right.
stuff, the bananas, the healthy, and then he would
and
go
he would
and
say
order
the
food.
Breakfast got eaten, just
yes.
not by him.
Then donuts would.
Okay,
come in
but
and
so then
dough.
Here's my question, because I know for a lot of us, you know, when you go to work every day and whatever time you get up in the morning, typically on Saturday when you don't have to go to work, you don't get up at that time. But here you are getting up at 3:33.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on Saturdays? Are
well,
you able to sleep until 7, which would be like
I did
for most people
well, no,
to noon?
We were babysitting for our grand dog this weekend, so the dog kind of got us up. But
your grand dog?
Dog, yes. I don't have the children yet.
Is so. That a term?
Yeah.
It's grand a term for dog?
Me. I have two grand dogs. So
weren't
yes.
you babysitting for a year? What would they be called?
those were my
nieces. Nieces' dogs.
So
nieces' dogs?
My niece
what
dogs.
Niece be? Dogs? Her mother's and
no,
father's
I guess those
dog.
Are my sister's.
Wait, whose dog was that? They're your
parents.
Sisters.
No, my parents.
Sister dogs.
Dogs.
Right.
Okay, related
this whole
dogs.
Show is going to the dogs.
Anyway.
By the way, we have pet supplies up front by the registers if you need it. Right.
Anyway, so, no, on Saturdays I usually do get up and I go work out. I go to a boot camp in Lombard.
Right.
Physical Fusion Training Center. I'm just going to give that a toot. Thank you.
There you go.
Todd Johnson, owner. So I love the place.
Look at how fabulous this woman looks, by the way, right? She looks like $1 million. Have another donut.
Oh,
have another donut.
Wow, I should come here more often.
Have two.
So anyway, yeah. So I go to do that, and I go see my mom and
nice.
Call Bingo.
You're calling Bingo
calling
today?
Calling Bingo at Brookdale Senior Citizen Living Home.
Very nice.
It's fun.
That
it's
is
a
very
fun
nice.
Place. Yeah.
That's nice. Well, so nice to see you.
Yeah,
thank
great
you for
to
stopping
see you.
By. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Mary Vandeville. Hear her
thank
weekdays
you.
On the Steve Cochran Show from, well, it technically starts at 5, but Steve shows up about 6:10.
Yeah.
And goes until 10 o'clock in the morning. Thanks so much for stopping
thanks,
by. Good
thanks.
Seeing you. All right. It is 8:26 in the morning. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Would you please say the word kibitzer with the emphasis on the kib instead of the kibitzer?
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You said kibitzer.
With Lou Manfredini.
I've
said the kibitzer instead of kibitzer.
He's here to take your calls.
Wait, now say
yes.
it again. How do I say it?
Kibitzer.
Kibitzer.
No, see, you said it wrong already.
To answer your questions.
Kibitzer.
Or just take some constructive criticism.
Kibitzer.
Right. Better.
Oh, and did I forget to mention his area of expertise? Call us with any of your home improvement questions.
Broadcasting live from the Ace Hardware in Villa Park at 46 South Villa Avenue, courtesy of Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. 8:35 in the morning. Thank you so much. We have a nice crowd out here. I think you people just wanted to get in out of the weather, but we appreciate that. We have lots going on, but joining me up on the stage right now is Linda Barrientos. Did I say that right?
Barrientos.
Barrientos. That's a beautiful last name, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Linda is the sales and marketing manager for Lightkeeper Pro, this awesome tool that I've known about for years and have used for years. How many years, speaking of years, has this thing been out?
So this thing, the Lightkeeper Pro.
She's the marketing director. She doesn't like to call it a thing.
The Lightkeeper Pro has been out on the market for about 20 years.
Wow. Has it always looked like this?
It has always looked like this. So in about 2001, we came out with the Lightkeeper, and then in 2004, we added the Quick Fix feature to make it a little bit more instant and consumer-friendly.
So if any of you are Star Trek watchers, it kind of looks like the Star Trek ray gun, right? Which I think is why I like it, because I'm a Star Trek guy, not a Star Wars guy. Although I will tell you, we have the cutest Star Wars Christmas figurines up front, which I think are really neat. But anyway, I digress. Okay, the main, so incandescent Christmas lights, holiday lights to be PC, I'll call them Christmas lights, they break. Something goes wrong in it called a shunt.
Yes.
And you guys throw that term out there and you say, oh, it re-energizes the shunt. Can you tell people what a shunt is?
Yes. So
watch your language.
I will. So the shunt is a little piece of wiring inside each light bulb has a shunt, each incandescent light bulb on your Christmas set.
Each individual bulb.
Yes. And it's kind of like the light bulb's plan B. So basically, when the filament, which is what illuminates the bulb, when that filament burns out, the shunt is supposed to kick in, and it doesn't always. So that's when you pull out your Lightkeeper Pro, every decorator's must have, and just pull that trigger.
I told you
times.
She was the marketing manager, right? She's very good.
You just pull that trigger a couple times, and it'll bring your lights up right back to life.
Okay, but how does it do that? Does it go, hey, wake up? Does it give it a little kick in the pants? Does it send a little electric pulse by pulling the trigger?
Absolutely. So to us, it feels like static electricity, a little shock. But to the light set, it's just bringing it back to life. It's going straight to that one bad bulb or two bad bulbs and just shocking it back to life so that electricity can continue flowing throughout the light set. Those one or two bad bulbs won't illuminate, but instead of checking each bulb by bulb like the olden days, you just pull the trigger and that light set comes back to life.
How many of you have ever used this tool before that's in this audience? Okay, more of you have gone to Goods Furniture, and more of you have sinus problems. So based on our little survey here today, this little tool that I'm holding in my hand, so there's two things. You can actually plug the entire set in. There's a receptacle, right, that
yes.
You can plug the entire set into.
Yes, you can plug the entire light set into the Lightkeeper Pro. That's more of a feature in case you can't access the light sockets, but the quick fix feature is the simplest, what we want to start with.
Right, so then below that is a little round receptacle that is the same size as the socket that the light bulb is on the set. So you take the light bulb, any light bulb.
Any bulb out of your unlit section.
So you have a set, right? Half of it works, half of it doesn't work, right?
Correct.
So which bulb do I take out?
Any light bulb in the unlit section.
Wait, say it again. Which bulb do I take out?
Any light bulb.
That's
in
right.
The
We're making
section.
Sure everybody understands. You have a question, sir.
What about LED lights?
What about LEDs? We'll get to that. Good setup, by the way. Now you plug in that outlet with the strand plugged in or unplugged?
You want to have your light set plugged in.
Right.
And you'll just go to that unlit section again, remove any one unlit light bulb, doesn't matter which one in that unlit section.
Completely safe, you're not going to get electrocuted.
Absolutely. We're UL approved.
And you do this.
And then bam, your light set comes back to life.
Say it again.
Bam.
So then it comes back to life, and it is a Christmas miracle. I'm telling you, you've never been so happy than when you do this. and then all of a sudden the lights go back on. It really does work. And this does more than that, this tool, right?
Yes, it does.
What else can I do with this tool?
So it even has a bulb tester, a fuse tester. It has a storage compartment in the handle.
It dices, it slices.
Exactly. It even comes with batteries that are required for it to function.
And this is cool, too. Do you remember, did anyone ever have a pocket fisherman from Ron Popeil? Right? You did, right? I wish I still had mine. Ron Popeil's pocket fisherman had a spot where you could put your lures in the handle. You guys, I hope Ron Popeil doesn't know about this, but there's a spot where you can put extra bulbs, because every now and then what will happen is you'll click, 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 click. All your lights will still go back on, but then one bulb might be burned out.
Exactly, one or two bulbs, and that's why you want to turn to your little storage compartment, get your spare bulbs out, and replace those bulbs right away.
Right. I like to keep extra change in here and, you know, like an extra dollar. This is awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
And we even have a toll-free number if you're ever fixing your light sets and you
is it like the Butterball hotline?
Exactly. When Butterball hangs up their phones, we start picking up ours.
Wow. Can you give me a perfect stuffing recipe too or no?
I probably cannot.
All right, fine.
But my grandma can help with that.
Your grandma? Okay, good. And what's your grandma's name?
Loopy Flores.
And where does she live?
She lives over by Midway Airport.
Oh,
so I can,
Loopy Flores. That's a beautiful name. Loopy Flores. She sounds like a pitcher for, you know, the, right? And coming up next is Loopy Flores. Okay, I love this tool. This tool's awesome. So, incandescent light bulbs for the holidays, the nice thing about those is they're pretty inexpensive, and they're beautiful, and a lot of people still love them. But now, as that gentleman said,
what about LEDs?
So we even have an LED keeper. So if you decorate with LEDs, maybe use them outside. They're a little bit brighter, so they're nice to have outdoors. And sometimes those weather elements can get to them, or they fail as well. And so that's why we have our LED keeper to help you with replaceable and non-replaceable LED bulbs.
So some of the sets you buy, you can't replace the bulbs. And this is where I think that it's really handy to have this tool. Now, it is, to be fair, it's a little bit more involved than this plug-in. So you've got to take a couple more steps.
A couple more steps, but it's still easy to use. Basically, you're going to use the process of elimination and test. You could do 5 bulbs at a time, 10 bulbs at a time after some practice. And what the LED keeper does is it will illuminate the sections that are working so you can find that one bulb or 2 bulbs that are keeping the light set from functioning properly.
It's awesome. And it's homegrown technology that, you know, has been around for a long time. And I think that if you're doing any holiday decorating, this, when you go to buy all your lights, you say, oh, I'll take one of those Lightkeeper Pros as well. Now, I know that, you know, these things go on sale a lot, but the manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$20.
And for the other, for the Lightkeeper LED?
$29.99.
All right. And then you'll find them on sale a lot, and so look for your sales. You can buy them anywhere, Ace Hardware. And
when you're looking at $20 for the Lightkeeper Pro, think about those pre-lit trees instead of throwing them away, those lit decorations.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it.
And it doesn't go bad. I mean, the one I've had is probably 7 years old.
Yeah.
And it still has the same, and it's still stylish. So they didn't change the design. So it's like, ooh, I need the new design. You know, like the car dealers do. They don't do that. So thank you for keeping my design, you know, current. I appreciate that.
No problem.
That.
We do what we can to help the decorators.
And where do people find out more information?
Well, you can go to lightkeeperpro.com, or again, you could call our toll-free number, 888-858-2548.
Say thanks to Linda, everybody.
Thanks,
Linda. Nice job. And if you'd like a demo, they're doing demos right up here by our little Christmas area at the front of the store. So please go out there and take a look at that as well. 8:44 in the morning. We will take a quick break and be back right after these.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's me. Thank you to Baker Square for the pie certificates. Sweeten up your Thanksgiving with the best pie in America from Baker's Square. We're live at Villa Park Ace, 46 South Villa Avenue. We have a nice crowd out here. Thank you so much for coming out this morning. We have a question from a lady who said she took the day off of work. I hope she doesn't get fired. And tell me how I can help you. We need a microphone for you. Oh, there, you can take that microphone. She has Lindsay's microphone.
Hi. Okay, so my
What's your name?
My name is Anita.
Where are you from, Anita?
Elk Grove Village.
Oh, all right.
Unincorporated by the Elk.
By the Elk, because there is an elk. You know, when Allstate did that commercial, I never knew that there was a real elk.
There are many elk there.
Yeah, I thought that was a whole fabrication. I was like, Allstate doesn't even know what they're talking about. And evidently, and I wonder if people get in lots of accidents over there. It's a whole herd of elks?
Oh, there's like 10, 12.
Really? Mm-hmm. And who takes care of them?
Cook County.
Oh, it's like a Cook County thing, not an Elk Grove Village thing.
Correct.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've lived here my whole life. I've never known that.
Stop and see them.
All right, I will.
You can pull into the parking lot as opposed to driving by and being in an accident.
And just sit there and watch them and they're hanging out?
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Do people feed them? Look at you. You're like the spokesperson
for
Elk Grove Village.
You're not supposed to.
Well, like I said, do people feed them?
You're not supposed
to. All right, fine. All right, thank you.
There was an article in the paper about do not feed them scrap donuts and stuff from any local bakeries, and do not put your dogs in there to outrun them because the dogs
they
will
won't.
Not win.
Yeah, right. No.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. How can I help you, Anita?
Okay. So my question is, we have gutters all over that, yes, we climb up and clean out and stuff, and I'm like, one of these times...
You're going to fall.
I'm not worried about the fall. I'm worried about the landing on the fall.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we've talked about different things to put in the gutters, but my husband's concerned about the ice dams that could build up from different things. So brushes, the leaf gutters, what is there a good way to go that doesn't cause those ice dam buildups?
Okay. So here's the thing. And this is, when I say this, people will be like, well, that doesn't make any sense to me. But if you do any kind of gutter protection on your home, whether it is something you do yourself or you have professionally done, it doesn't make ice damming any worse or better. So in other words, it's not going to solve that problem. If you say, boy, I have all these ice dams, I'm going to put some gutter product in there to keep the leaves out, that's going to help the ice problem. It's not. It isn't going to make it any worse. It isn't going to make it any better. You have a ton of choices. You hear on WGN all the time this leaf guard system, which is a professionally installed system. It is not an inexpensive proposition. But they come out, they take your existing gutters off your house, and they put on this seamless system that will shed any kind of debris or whatever. And because it's oversized, and then they use oversized downspouts, it really is a permanent solution. But it's an investment. An investment that I would tell you that if you can make it and your budget allows, when you go to sell the house someday, you'll say, ooh, I live in Elk Grove Village near the Elks, right? Because that's where I'd want to live, right? And watch them chase those dogs down. And oh, by the way, I have this, gutter protection. You never have to clean your gutters. So that's one aspect of it that's, on the upper end of the price point. Then you've got gutter stuff, gutter brush, gutter helmet, all these other products that are out there that you would do yourself, which will give you similar benefits for less money. There's a little bit more maintenance involved, and you may have to replace a thing here or there. But, you know, the one thing that I will tell you as I listen, and I have nothing to do with the leaf guard company, but it's a real risk as we all get a little bit older and get up on a ladder, and the risk of falling is probable. And as you mentioned, it's not the falling that's the issue, it's the landing. So all of those things work. I will tell you, if you do any kind of gutter protection in your home, one of the things, the steps that people don't make, you don't have to be so quiet, not in church, you can talk, you need to install oversized gutters, downspouts, and oversized lookouts. That, the faster I can get the water out of the gutter, the better. Okay. All right? So that's the key. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to get you a Lightkeeper Pro for your question. It's 8:53 in the morning. I'm holding up my fake sign. We're live at Villa Park Ace. We'll be back right after these.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
I love you all. We're live at the Villa Park Ace Hardware Store. It's 8:57 in the morning. If I can do something that's a little bit personal before we go to news, we when you're fortunate enough to be in any business, you know that it involves a lot of people to make things happen. We have a terrific staff here at our Villa Park Ace store. We're fortunate enough. Yes, we can give them a nice round of applause. We have a terrific staff at our Edgebrook store, our first store. Our manager and one of our key employees is also here as well, Ed and Sue Corin. Thank you for coming out here. But we also are great partners with Ace in general. For those of you that don't know how it works, hardware stores, in particular Ace and even True Values, they're what's called a co-op. So we're independent businesses that fly the Ace flag, and we are partners with the corporation. The person that is the liaison between that big corporation and our store, they call a district manager. They basically come in and tell us all the things we're doing wrong. And, was I supposed to say that? Well, that particular person for us is a woman by the name of Elizabeth Bishop, who's behind us in the bike sweater. And she has been, you can come forward just for it's radio, don't worry, all the thousands of people won't see us. But Elizabeth has been a humongous part of the success of both of our stores. She is retiring from Ace after 25 years. She started when she was 15. And so now she's, going to try and get a boyfriend and go on to her merry way. We are so grateful for all of your help, and really what you see here, and if you go to our Edgebrook store, she's been instrumental in help. There's so much stuff that goes on that you don't see that Elizabeth has been so helpful, as well as the things that we do see. So from all of us at Edgebrook Ace and all of us at Villa Park Ace, thank you so much for all your hard work and dedication. And thank you for everything you do for Ace. Thank you. We love you, and we're going to miss you working with you, and it's been great. It's been wonderful. Go and spin that wheel, please. Get back to work. All right, come on. You haven't retired yet, okay? Thank you very much. She's terrific. She's just awesome. What would you like me to do now?
Only 1 hour left of the Mr. Fix-It Show, but the fun is not stopping. We are here live at the Villa Park Ace Hardware at 46 South Villa Avenue. Lots of prizes left, and the day of giving continues. Spin a wheel for prizes to benefit Children's Miracle Network and Lurie Children's Hospital. Donate to Misericordia and donate some blood with LifeSource. It's all happening on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I got to drink more water. I have to get blood later. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. We're live at the Villa Park Ace at 46 South Villa in Villa Park, sponsored by Lightkeeper Pro. Hey, Linda from Lightkeeper Pro, raise your hand. Linda's here from Lightkeeper Pro. I want them to come up with a holster for the Lightkeeper Pro, a holster. So think about this, though. When you're if you're a guy, think about all the professionals that put these lights up, and if they had these on their pouch or whatever, and they could have a little holster, they put it in there, and they come out and they fix their lights. I think that would be great. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, by the way, is sponsored by Ace Hardware, sponsored by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. And thank you all for coming. We have Thanksgiving coming just around the corner. I'm happy to be joined up on stage right now with Deborah Bullwinkle, who is the president of the Village of Villa Park. Thank you for joining us. How are you? We need a microphone over here. I was thinking that you were probably very busy out there. Is that not working? No, we have an engineer. Yeah, go ahead. You just had to talk right into it.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, here we go.
Were you out there making sure that the snow plows were out there?
I noticed that we do have salt on the grounds now, and yes, so we're doing what we can for our first snowfall.
Right, and I was told, I do not live in Villa Park, so I wouldn't know this firsthand, but that you guys do a very good job with snow removal.
We do our very best, yes. You know, we get the arterial roadways done first, and then after 3 inches of snow thereabouts, then we do the neighborhood streets. So
very nice.
Yeah, we do what we can.
That's
you
good.
Know. With the limited resources we have, we do the best we can.
Well, and you have a nice crew. I know that we're fortunate enough to see some of your of your fine staff that comes in here and does some shopping here at the Ace. They could do a little more.
We do shop local.
I know
you do.
No, it's very nice. And we're just so happy to be here. And we got a nice crowd out here. How many of you here are actually from Villa Park? Look at that.
That's great.
So be careful what you say, because you're going to need those votes.
It's okay.
How long have you been the village president?
I'm going on 3 years, and in April will be 3 years.
And you still like it?
I love it.
What were you doing 3 years ago?
I was on the board as trustee.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going on about 7 years on the board here in Villa Park.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah.
And tell me.
I love serving our town. We have a great town, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
It is.
You got to give it up.
No, it is. It really is. We've met some such nice people. And, you know, we here in the store, you know, I think that, and this is not just, I think any small business, you know, I anybody that listens to me for any length of time, you know that I really love spending time and dollars at small businesses. And, you know, and this is present company excluded. People say, oh, you know, small businesses are the backbone of the economy and it creates all these jobs. But really, like, the big cities and the state really don't do a lot to help small businesses. It's the entrepreneurs that go out there and do it all. And I get it. You know, you're going to have, if you're going to have a giant company like Target or whatever, and they're going to come in and bring 1,000 jobs, well, certainly they're going to get a little more, you know, love than a little hardware store that maybe has 15. But we have choices in how we spend our dollars, and whether it's coming to this hardware store or the coffee shop next door or the bookstore over here or the lawnmower repair place up the street, you know, you name it, those types of businesses are in every community, and we're part of it. And so we hear from people that come in the door all the time, oh, we're so glad that we finally have a hardware store back here, and we like coming in here. And so, you know, whether they're here buying a light bulb or two little screws or our fine selection of snowblowers we have outside.
Yes, sugar today.
No, but I mean, it really is. And again, and I want to preface this, that we're all going to shop at the big boxes. I get it. We're going to go to Walmart. We're going to go to Costco. It's Target, places like that. But if you have a chance and you have a choice, the more you can shop small, you know, it's good for everyone.
Absolutely. And we have so many different small businesses here in Villa Park.
A lot.
And we can't forget about them. You know, that's kind of the bread and butter, the backbone, as you mentioned,
right,
of a community. And, you know, it's just very important for our community to support each other. And I have to say that I think Villa Park is very supportive of each other.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked about the loyalty factor of our town. And, you know, we come together and we stick together.
No,
we have
I
each
agree.
Other's back. And,
I agree.
You know, in regards to, you know, the
and
the
didn't
small
the, didn't the, the village... just turn 100?
We did last year. We had our 100th birthday.
Wow.
And we basically, it was the week of August 8th, and we pretty much partied the entire week. It was pretty fun. Did,
yeah,
how
we
many
of
you that are from
Villa
Park?
All kinds of beer cans out front. It was really...
Yeah, it was a gas,
right,
let me tell you.
Right.
Did, how many of you that are with us today participated in the festivities? We have a few people here. Yeah, mm-hmm. We did quite a bit to celebrate.
Right.
You know, you only turn 100 once.
More people here have been to Goods Furniture, but that's a whole other story. And have nasal problems, but we'll talk about that later.
There you go. But no, it was a fun time. You know, it's a special time when you turn 100 years old.
Yeah. Now, you've served in the Villa Park community for a long time. Are you originally from this area, or did you move here?
I moved here. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. So once in a while, I still say y'all. And
the sister city of Villa Park, right?
There you go. Yes,
right.
Yes, it sure is. How'd you know that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
And then, but I grew up in Central Illinois, in Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Bloomington Normal, yeah.
Sure, right. That's where Jake from State Farm is from.
That's where Jake
yeah,
from
no,
State Farm.
Yeah, no, he's not. Right.
Yes, actually, my father worked at State
For
Farm.
State
not
Farm?
With, yes, not with Jake, but he
right,
did work
right.
for State Farm.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I told you the best costume at Halloween was the kid that came to my door dressed as Jake from State Farm. I laughed out
that's
loud.
Great.
It was so funny. Because Jake, who's not from State Farm, that's what I call him all the time, because his name is Jake. How many people do you know named Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know someone named Jake?
I know somebody named Jake.
Really?
I do.
I only
Not
know one
Jake.
Person named Jake, and that's him. I just got to get him to remember to turn my mic on. I'm just kidding. Well, they're so nice. My wife and I are thrilled to have this store here, and we're just tickled pink, and Villa Park has been nothing but nice to us, so we really appreciate the support. We really do.
Very glad to hear that. You know, we're very happy to have you too. You
Thank
know, you're
you.
Very supportive of our community.
We try.
You can see it here in the audience. Everybody coming to you know, support your show.
Well,
and
they came for the donuts,
local.
But that's nice of
okay,
you to say.
Okay, for the donuts too,
yeah.
But also
that's
to
okay.
Support
I'll ride
the
that
store.
Wave. It's fine. Go ahead. Stick a donut on your butt. What do I care? No, it's fine.
No, it's great, and especially on a day like this,
yeah,
you know, our first
no,
snowfall.
It's great. No, and when you do these, you know, when I've done a lot of broadcasts like this, and you're always a little nervous. Right at the beginning, you know, is anybody going to show up? When you're getting set up and it's 6 in the morning and there's no one here, you're like, wow, how are we going to fake this? And look at how nice you people are. Thank you so much
it's
for coming
great.
Out. That's so nice.
Can't beat it.
That's so nice. If you're thinking of a place to move, move to Villa Park.
Please do.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Deborah Bullwinkle is the president of the Village of Villa Park. Thank you so much for joining us. It is 9:40. What did I say? Oh, yeah, we have a question from Eleanor right here. Hi, Eleanor. Come on up.
Sit down. Hi.
Hi. Eleanor is one of our regular remote attendees. You're so nice to always make your way. Thank you. And you work at Lamb's Farm.
Yes.
You do.
Yes,
nice
I
to
do.
See you.
33 years.
Wow, congratulations. That's what a great organization. That's great. How can I help you?
My daughter turned my furnace on last night, and she said that we have a battery-operated thermostat that I didn't know we had.
Okay.
What do I do?
Change the batteries.
How do you get at them?
Okay, so more than likely you have a programmable thermostat. And the batteries that are there so that you can allow that programming and the rest of it to work. Do you have any idea what the brand name is?
No.
Okay. So typically the cover, I'm going to guess that it's a White Rogers thermostat.
It's a square thing?
Oh, that's got to be White Rogers. Because that's the only one that's square. I'm kidding.
I know.
Okay, so that front cover literally just pops off.
Okay.
So if you grab it with your fingers on either side and just, I know your thought is I don't want to pull on this because it's going to break, but kind of grab it behind it and just peel your fingers back a little bit, the whole front's going to pop off.
Okay.
And you're probably going to find three AA batteries in a row right along the top.
So take those with me.
Well, replace them.
Yeah.
And then put them back in, and then you can program the time. And then when the batteries go out, the unit just shuts off. You should probably see nothing.
Oh.
So you just pop those off, put new batteries in,
okay,
and that's it. It's super easy.
Okay.
So get some AA batteries before you go.
AA or AAA? Both.
I'm going to say AA. Right. You can always return the AAA.
Take both.
All right. We have those right behind you by the Christmas trees. 9:17 in the morning. We're live at the Villa Park Ace. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Now back to Mr. Fix-It on Chicago's very own WGN.
We're broadcasting live from Ace Hardware in Villa Park, 46 South Villa Avenue, courtesy of Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. And you can come out and join us again because we don't like to be in the studio. On Saturday, December 5th, from 7 to 10 a.m., we'll be broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show live from By the Yard. Their outdoor furniture store is located at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue. I would think that's supposed to say Vernon Hills.
It is.
Unless people would know that by addresses.
Oh.
Right?
Vernon
Hills. 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. Enjoy breakfast courtesy of By the Yard, and their festive showroom is going to get you in the holiday spirit. You'll also have a chance to win prizes, including gift certificates for By the Yard. Sponsored by the Yard, offering a huge selection of sustainable patio and outdoor furniture. For more details, go to WGNradio.com/events. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines now and see who we can help out. People have been hanging on like crazy. How about Ron in Hopewood Grove?
Good morning to you, Lou.
How are you? Hopewood Grove. Where's Hopewood Grove?
We are just north of Belvedere, about 2 miles north of Poplar Grove International Airport.
Got it. Is it really Poplar Grove International Airport?
Well, sure, because the planes fly into Canada.
Oh, all right. That's international enough for me. All right. I know where Belvedere is. How can I help you, sir?
Lou, at your recommendation some few years ago, we put in a pleated filter in our furnace with a high MERV value, and it shut down the furnace because the thermocouple overheated. So my question is, what MERV value pleated filter would I be able to put in?
Okay, wait a minute. How many years ago did you do this?
Oh, it was at least 5 to 7 years ago.
And you've changed it since then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We put in the standard ones subsequently.
Oh, so 5 years ago you put in the pleated filter, and that shut down your furnace, and ever since then you haven't put a pleated filter in?
That's correct.
Okay, so here's the thing. Pleated filters are not detrimental to your furnace. Now, if the furnace is failing, It has nothing to do. There's either that thermal coupler needs to be fixed, or it's probably more of a limit switch that's monitoring that pressure that's going. A bunch of these filters have different values. And I will tell you that the Ace brand that you'll buy, I believe, is made by a company called Precision. But those pleated filters will have zero effect on anything that's going on with your furnace, but they will clean the air 10 times better than what you're using those blue filters there. Those blue filters, or green, whatever they are, the 99-cent filters, they were designed back when cold air returns in furnaces were in the floor. And so if you dropped a nickel or a penny or a marble down there, it would go clink, clank, clunk, clank, clink, and it hit the blower motor, and then the thing would fry the motor. So it was there to just protect for that. And so when your HVAC contractors, God love them, say, don't use those pleated filters on your furnace, it's going to damage the furnace. That's a bunch of hooey, because they'll be quick to sell you a whole house air purifier, which we have one in our own home, that has a higher MERV rating than any filter you would buy.
So just go to the Ace and get one of the MERV.
$4. They're $4 or $5. Here at Villa Park Ace, they're in aisle 16, and so that those packs right there, buy a couple of those, change them once a month. Okay, if for some reason your furnace hicks up, there's something going on with your furnace that needs to get repaired.
Okay.
Capiche?
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. We want to send you out a Leadkeeper Pro for calling in today, and they're sponsoring our broadcast today. So we want to make sure that everybody can fix their lights and do their thing. What would you like me to do? Take a break? You people are so nice. 9:26 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
It's the day of giving at the live broadcast from Ace Hardware in Villa Park, presented by the Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. We have the Life Source bus out front where you can donate blood. We have bone marrow screening that's happening as well. The bus will be here until 2 p.m., so if you're listening to the broadcast and you can't make it here before the end of the show, which is at 10, please feel free to come out. The bus is out there. It does not take long, and your gift can benefit so many in need, and it's really easy to do. It doesn't hurt. It's quick. It's easy, and no problem. We have a wheel that you can spin and make a donation to Lurie's Children's Hospital. Misericordia here as well, if you want to make a donation for the delicious coffee and donuts provided by the folks at Lightkeeper Pro. And then I was just a side story before we do, just text me. Who's gluten-free? Who's allergic to gluten? Nobody. What do you mean nobody? No, that lady. How long have you known that? Young man in the green? Or no, did you raise your hand? No, lady? Do you not do gluten? Oh, you try not to. Right. Although you're eating a donut that's full of gluten. Yeah, well, the bathroom is back over here. I was in New York this week, and I got to, our daughter goes to school there, so it's really nice because I go to New York quite a bit. I get to have dinner with her, and her friend is allergic to gluten. It's hard, right? Everything has gluten in it. And so my daughter finds this Italian restaurant, which evidently, if you're going to open up a gluten-free restaurant, it's Italian because they figured out how to make the pasta. So the restaurant's name was Senza Glutini, right? We walk in, it was the cutest place. The food was fantastic, and everything was gluten-free, including the wine. I didn't know that wine had gluten. No, it does. Wine can have gluten, right? So I had to try a lot of different wines. Well, what about this? No, it was delicious. So for you people that are gluten-free, it's tough. I'm sorry for you. I'll take your gluten. All right, do you have Just Text Me?
I do. All right, let's see. Should I, Lou, have my garage door looked at by a professional before the real winter hits?
That's all we know?
It's working fine.
Then no. I will tell you this, that with your, what happens in particular for a lot of folks with detached garages, winter months come, garages shift because they're floating on a slab, and so sometimes the door can bind. The mistake that people make is they take lightweight oil and they spray the track. Never spray the track. Never, never, never. because it collects dirt and actually makes things worse. If you want, take a rag with a little mineral spirits, and with the door closed, wipe and clean the track, and then open the door, and whatever you can't reach, do that as well. If you want, if you really feel the need to spray something with WD-40, the wheels, well, it's fun to do. I like doing it, just walking around, making things stop squeaking. And do you know how many times people come into the hardware store and say, I need a bottle of that 10W-30? Well, that's motor oil. We have that right down here, but you mean WD-40? Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right. And then around this time of year, too, people ask for a plug that has two male ends because they start their holiday decorating with the wires going the wrong way. And then they want to take the two male ends together to connect them, but then the problem is at the other end you have nothing to plug in. So don't do that. What was I talking about? WD-40. Spray the pin that holds the wheel. Take a hammer and give it a little tap. Those wheels slide in and out a little bit, and you want that to move. But if the door is operating correctly, no, you don't need to have a professional come look at it. It took me a while to get there.
All right. Here, make this work with WD-40. The phone wire that comes into my house squeaks. What can I do?
Wow. The phone wire that comes into her house squeaks. So there's obviously a hole somewhere where that wire is rubbing back and forth. So what I would do is right where that comes into the house, I would take some 100% silicone caulking, pull the wire out a little bit, caulk around the wire, shove it back in there. Hopefully it's a non-windy day, so that can cure for 24 hours, and it should stop the squeak.
All right. Next question. I have carpet beetles in my car. I used to use mothballs, ooh, but will that work in a car? She was here earlier. She had to leave.
Really? Gross. Yeah, but then your car's going to smell like mothballs. So I think what I would do is I would vacuum as well as possible, and I would treat the carpeting probably with some type of pesticide, which is going to be smelly at first, but I would open it up, I'd spray it, leave the car, if you have a garage, you can keep the windows open till it dries, hopefully eliminate the carpet beetle issue, then take Fresh Wave.
Honk, honk.
And spray the carpeting down with the Fresh Wave to get the pesticide smell out of it. Okay. It's a little more involved.
Eek. All right. Yeah. And next, does Rust-Oleum Rock Solid Polycuramine, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Diamond coat, now I got messed up. Does Rust-Oleum Rock Solid floor coating work on a vinyl tile floor?
I'm going to say maybe. The reason is rock solid is really designed to go on concrete surfaces, so the movement is less. With a vinyl floor, you're going to get a little bit of movement. And so I think that if you're looking to coat over the top of that to eliminate the seams in the vinyl flooring, I'm just kind of imagining all this, that you're going to get separation, and so it's not going to stay together. So if you want to paint the floor, you can certainly paint it with that, but there's other options that you could use, like a floor and porch paint, if you're just going to paint some vinyl tiles, that would probably give you similar performance and cost a little less.
All right. And then I have a horn toot email that I got, too, that I thought was cute. Lou, I've used the Lightkeeper Pro since it came out. I was so impressed the first time I used it, I called them in the middle of the night to leave a message just to thank them for inventing it.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's like the Butterball hotline. I like that. I wonder if it was Linda who answered the phone. Hello? I love your Lightkeeper Pro. I'm sleeping. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Was it a lady?
It was. Her name was Debbie.
All right, good. Thank you. All right, that's our Just Text Me segment. It's 9:43 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Yes, good morning, sir. During the first polar vortex, we were having problems in our bedroom. On the west wall.
What kind of question is this? These are not the kinds of questions I'm going to be answering if you're having problems in the bedroom.
Okay, sorry about that.
He'll take just about any question.
but he won't go there. Now back to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's us. We're live at the Villa Park Ace. I got a message. I think people, we were talking earlier about liquid snow shovel, and people were calling to find out how much the shovel is. There's no shovel. You have your own shovel, but the whole idea is you put the liquid snow shovel down, and then it's easier to shovel. So there isn't a branded shovel, although maybe they should look into that. I don't know. 312-981. Nick has been hanging on since the last show. And so has Paul. So Nick and Paul, hang on. Let's start with Paul. Let's start with Nick. Hi, Nick. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for hanging on so much. How can I help you?
Me and my wife recently moved into a home, and last night we put the heat on. And I walked outside last night and noticed my air conditioner compressor came on, too, at the same time. Is this a cause for concern? And also, if so, is it... How do I troubleshoot it, or what might possibly be the problem?
Hold on a second. Say that again. Your furnace kicked on.
Mm-hmm.
And also your AC outside kicked on?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you lived in this house?
A couple weeks.
Okay. Do you have back up. What's the brand of your furnace?
Carrier.
Okay, you may have a hybrid heat system, which means that on certain temperatures, that AC unit runs as a heat pump. And
okay.
And then when it gets colder, it goes to natural gas.
Okay.
So here's what you need to find out. I would go down and get the numbers off of this machine. You know, like it's a Carrier, blah, 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 blah. And then call, where do you live? Edison Park?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you need to call a Carrier dealer and ask them, hey, is this a hybrid heat pump? Because if it is, then it's not a cause for concern. But if it is one of these units, you got to make sure that you don't cover that condensing unit outside.
Okay.
Okay? So my guess is what you have is a hybrid heat pump, and it's doing its job exactly. Hang on a second. You've been holding on for so long. I want to send you out not only a Lightkeeper Pro, but a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card as well. Let's talk to Judy in Wheeling. Judy, you're on WGN. Thank you so much for hanging on.
Oh, thanks, Lou. I've waited a long time. I am in from Florida helping my children put up their Christmas decorations, and we put up a tree, and the whole light section is out. I called Ace. And they don't have them in till Thursday.
What?
So, yeah.
Where do you live?
Zimmerman's. Wheeling. Zimmerman's. I called in Buffalo Grove.
Well, I'll give them a break. They just turned into an ace, so they're learning.
Okay. So where else can I get one?
At any other ace that already has their... Okay. So you're in Wheeling?
Yeah, Wheeling, Arlington Heights, Prospect
All right,
Heights.
So there's an ace in Arlington Heights. There's an ace in Northbrook that's not too far from you. I know they'll have them in stock.
Okay.
You know, there's other retailers as well that carry them. And this will be your. I'll tell you what. If you want to drive all the way to Villa Park, I'll give you one.
I know that's what they told me to do, but I said no, I'm not driving there.
But you don't want to get in the end, right? Okay, that's fine. But they're around there. They're around there as well. And hang on a second. Since you're running out to go buy one, we'll send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew T-shirt from Fox Home Center, and also sponsored and created by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work, which is awesome. I love that they're making that T-shirt. 9:51, quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Then happy trails to you until we meet again.
I missed it by that much. And as I'm finishing the Chevy, all you got to do is go to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer. Hurry. It's all month long, but it's not forever. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. Thank you. It's time for Lou's last call, and our last caller is Paul, who's in LaPorte, Indiana. Paul, what kind
Hello,
of snow
Lou.
Did you get down there in Indiana?
Oh, it's not too bad, not too much snow. Right. I've got a question that relates to many of the things you've taught us over the years about frosted windows causing damage. I have about 22 windows that apparently before I bought the house and I realized it was the case, the stained window casing as well as the windows in some cases as high as they're lightly stained pecan. Well, they must have been allowed to build up terribly with ice, and it actually deteriorated the surface and actually causes like no paint at all, no stain at all, and in some cases real dark burn spot, you know, burn areas as if it was hit with a torch like in the old days you scrape paint off, you know.
Right.
What's the solution to this? That's certainly not an easy task, but
no.
What is the...
Well, part of that is that they could be the high up windows that you're talking about could be a lot of heat buildup. From sun coming in, along with that moisture, that actually can cook the stain a little bit and cause that discoloration, as well as mildew and mold that can form up there as well. And
this is
so
completely bare, yeah,
right? And it flakes off. And so the idea behind that is that when you have excessive moisture inside of a home, you know, even if you have the humidifier off, every home is different in how you live in it, and you know whether. Look, a family of four in a house just living in their home creates 4 gallons of moisture a day, okay? Yeah. Flushing the toilet, cooking pasta, taking a shower, and just that kind of permeates through a home. Depending on how well the home is insulated, that can clog that up. And so it's really important to not only monitor the moisture levels inside the home, but to keep the air moving as well. So you can buy a small little humidistat or a hygrometer, they call it, and keep it in the house and move it around to see where the moisture levels are. And if you have ceiling fans,
thank you.
Yeah. And what kind of levels do you have?
Now it's fine. Everything since I've lived in the house, it's not a problem. But I have to repair this somehow or strip off the stain.
Right. So now your only alternative is to go ahead and strip what you have, you know, with whether it's sandpaper, steel wool, whatever, to expose the wood and open up those pores and then restain it. And then from there, put a finish on top of it. And then once you do that, you should be able to, you know, control it and not have that come back again. Paul, hang on a second. Since you're our last caller, we want to send you out a Lightkeeper Pro as well for joining us. 9:57 in the morning. What am I doing? I'm saying thank you. Oh. I want to first say thank you to Lightkeeper Pro for sponsoring this whole event. Thank you so much for their generosity in bringing us out here, having the baked goods from Cuppy's, which is right next door. Those are amazing donuts, right?
Yes.
And the Funky Java, who also brought the coffee over, which was delicious. Thank you very much. A quick thanks to the staff here at Villa Parks Ace, our store manager, Dave Seiler, Mike Foran, our assistant manager, Jim McNamara, Christina, Leon and Jeff all came here really early to set up, worked late into the night, and so we really appreciate all their hard work. Jake, behind us, the engineer extraordinaire. Thank you, Jake. Fergie, our engineer back in Chicago. Yun Tai, engineering back for us over there. Very appreciative. Rick and Marlene Wells. Marlene's been hanging out all of the, handing out all of the gifts that you've received. And, of course, the star of the show, producer extraordinaire Lindsay Smithwick. Thank you so much for keeping us honest. Remember, Life Source is outside until 2. If you can donate blood and you can be part of the solution to help people, it's right out there. They'll be here until 2 o'clock. And we've got our Spin the Wheel and all the other great stuff. Thank you so much. And what's that guy's name? Kevin McDonough back there working his tail off. Thanks, Kevin, for all your hard work as well. You people, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming. God bless you all. I hope you're with your family and your friends, that you eat too much. That's my plan for next week. And be grateful for all the things we have in our lives. It's really wonderful. So thank you. Back at the studio, the ladies are standing by. Hello, girls.